Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve. Today I'm going to talk with a couple who jumped into the RV lifestyle as a favor for their dog who lost a leg to cancer. They wanted to give him an adventure of his lifetime, but the experience changed them to the point they continue traveling in their RV to encourage others to be more dog. Today's episode is sponsored by Work Camper News. With its diamond and platinum membership tools, Work Camper News is much more than just a job listing website. When you put the tools of this professional service into action, you'll find out just how easy it can be to turn your work camping dreams into reality. The one-year memberships open the door to a one-stop shop for all things work camping. Being the original resource for work camping, you'll find the largest number of job listings, be able to connect with a community of work campers, and view resources compiled by experts who've been enjoying the RV lifestyle for many years. If you're serious about leading a successful and enjoyable work camping lifestyle, then a Diamond and Platinum membership is for you. You can even get started with a free 30-day trial by visiting www.workcamper.com/trial. Embark on new adventures today with the support of Work Camper News behind you. Jim Nelson and Renee Agredano hit the road in 2007 with their furry friend Jerry G. Dog, a German Shepherd who they describe as a chief fun officer of their graphics design company. When Jerry developed bone cancer and had to have his left front leg amputated, Jim and Renee felt bewildered, scared, and alone. Jerry's illness prompted the couple to sell everything and buy an RV so they could take a year off to travel with Jerry, who was only given a few months to live. They wanted to travel as a way to pay Jerry back for all the fun he had given them during the course of his life. About a year into their adventure, with Jerry still hopping strong on three remaining legs, Jim and Renee started a blog called Tripods to help families who have a three-legged cat or dog. It has grown into a community of 20,000 members. They wrote a book about their experience and created an online resource to sell gear to help Tripods navigate through life. The primary reason for developing the group was to assist pet owners who often needed more support than the animals themselves following an amputation. Jim and Renee estimate they've traveled at least 170,000 miles on their journey and are on their second Arctic Fox fifth wheel, towed by the same Dodge Ram diesel pickup truck. There are still a few states in New England and on the East Coast that they'd like to visit someday. Since the COVID restrictions went in place last year, Jim and Renee have hunkered down at an RV resort in Southern California. They have used work camping as a way to save on rent, but the couple also developed multiple income streams to support their travel lifestyle. For example, Renee works as a freelance writer for a number of RV-related publications and sells handcrafted jewelry as well. Jim works as a handyman and also performs graphics work and provides tech support online. They have several blogs and produce a number of educational videos. They've had work camping jobs at RV resorts, an animal rescue, on a farm, and even at a dude ranch in Colorado. They describe some of their favorite memories from those experiences, and Jim and Renee also share some important lessons they learned, such as the need for RV roadside assistance. To tell us their story and their motivation for RVing, please welcome Jim Nelson and Renee Agredano to the show. Thanks for joining us today, Jim and Renee. I really appreciate the time. Tell us, how long have you been RVing?
We went on the road in 2007, which makes this our 15th.
Going on, it'll be 14 years this year?
Wow. 14,
15? We've lost track.
So, summer of 07, so it's been 14 years since we first left the sticks and bricks and really never looked back.
How many miles do you think you've put on over that time?
It's
at least 170,
almost 200,000 miles.
Yeah. Wow.
A long trip to Alaska added quite a bit of that.
Yeah, that would add a couple of miles, wouldn't it?
Okay. Oh, sure did.
Super. And what kind of rig do you have?
So we have a fifth wheel. We're in our currently in our second Arctic Fox fifth wheel, and the same truck, a Dodge Ram 2500, four-wheel drive, diesel.
Okay, very good. And where are you right now?
Right now, we're in Southern California near the Salton Sea at a resort called the Fountain of Youth.
The Fountain of Youth. Have you found the Fountain of Youth?
Oh, we have. We keep coming back. We love this place.
Are you work camping now?
We are not. We haven't done any traditional work camping since the pandemic began.
Okay.
But the definition has changed so much of the years, and we work from home wherever we park. So you could say, yeah, we're camping.
We're mm-hmm. technically work camping right now.
You folks run a business, I understand.
We do.
We do. We do a lot of different things.
Like what? What kinds of things do you do?
So early on, we kind of sold everything and hit the road. We'll tell you the story behind that in a minute. But we discovered, you know, we planned for a year off, and we quickly discovered that the best way to support this nomadic lifestyle was to develop multiple revenue streams. And our first year on the road, we discovered work camping as a way to save on rent and explore new places. But we kind of focused our efforts on working online and fell into a niche. Renee, why don't you tell them about exactly what Tripods is and what we do.
Sure. Well, when our dog lost a leg to bone cancer, we were pretty terrified and scared and felt really alone. So we started a little blog called Tripods, and that's paw, like tripods,
P-A-W.
Because veterinarians call three-legged dogs and cats tripods. And this blog grew into a community that is now at least 20,000 registered members.
We now host more than 1,800 three-legged dog and cat blogs. We have, you know, ebooks and downloads and sell assistive devices. And in 2014, we created the nonprofit Tripods Foundation to help keep all of our resources free and offer direct assistance programs.
So in a nutshell, we are a support community for animal amputees and their people, mostly support for the people because they need it more than the animals. And that's what we do mostly, but I'm also a freelance writer and I make jewelry.
Renee's modest. She writes for numerous RVing publications, and I tore out the bunk beds in our fifth wheel to create a workshop for her metal smithing.
Oh, that's neat. So you guys, with this Tripods, I've met a couple of dogs who have been missing a leg, and it really doesn't slow them down at all. So when you said that the people need the help more than the animals, I can believe that.
It's really true, and it's why our community exists, because people get the news, they freak out, they Google it, and the dog wakes up the next day saying, what? I got to adjust my stance and gait and get on loving life.
That's right. Yeah, nothing's holding them back. They're not feeling sorry for themselves. They're just hopping around. Might take them a little longer to get where they want to go, but it doesn't seem to really impact their attitude at all.
Exactly. They're a great lesson for all of us.
Mm-hmm. So, why don't you use this to segue into how you got on the road? Because it's a fascinating story.
Sure. It was 2006 when we were, you know, working our butts off as entrepreneurs from home, running our own business, and our chief fun officer, Jerry G. Dog, ended up with cancer. And we discovered that Dog get cancer, and he only had a few months to live, according to the vets. So Renee sat me down one day and said, I got an idea. And I said, oh, no. And she said, let's sell everything. We'll sell the house, we'll buy an RV, and we'll take a year off. So we literally budgeted and planned for 1 year off to take this road trip in a new RV with our dog to, you know, kind of pay him back for all the fun he gave us. And after, you know, he lived 2 years. So, a year into that, the blog started growing, and we learned about work camping, and we are still on the road 14 years later.
Oh, that's a great story. And what kind of dog was Jerry?
Jerry was a German Shepherd mix. He was more Shepherd than anything, but a real adorable, once-in-a-lifetime kind of dog. And he was really special to us, so we wanted to do something to pay him back. And mind you, Greg, we had never owned an RV before. We didn't know anything about RVing. So we were as green as they come when we pulled away from our house for the last time back in June 2007.
That's neat. When you have a tripod dog traveling with you, did you have to make any adjustments to your RV to accommodate him?
Well, we put down some no-slip rugs, you know, so he wouldn't slide around on the slick floor. And he would wear a harness with a handle on top so we could help him in and out of the RV and on stairs and things like that. But otherwise, no, he was not as handicapped as one might think when they think of a three-legged animal.
Mm-hmm. Now, I love the tagline that you guys have for your book that you wrote about this experience, Be More Dog. Tell us about the book, but after you explain the tagline, it's better to hop on three legs than to limp on four.
So that's a tagline of our amputation recovery handbook, Three Legs and a Spare. And what it means to us is that, you know, a dog limping along in pain, when they have the tumor or an issue with the leg, is no fun. But once the pain is gone, they can hop along at a quick pace and enjoy life. The tagline I think you might have been referring to for Be More Dog was learning to live in the now. And that's really all about the life lessons we learned on the road to happiness with Jerry.
What kind of lessons did he teach you?
Oh my. So all sorts of things, most importantly about being present and living in the now and making the most of every moment. But there was, you know, from the day he hopped out of the hospital, resilience and perseverance and gratitude and loving kindness. And I could go on and on.
Mm-hmm. That's neat. And so you wrote a book about the experience that documented from the moment you found out that he had cancer until, you know, he passed away, right?
We did. And interwoven throughout that is our first 2 years on the road. And we talk about various work camping jobs that we had, the first work camping job at an animal rescue, our time on a farm in Florida, working at a resort, a hot springs resort in New Mexico, and a dude ranch in Colorado. And then there's one chapter in there kind of talking about tripods and how we focused on that and turning it into a revenue stream to support our lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. You were featured in a documentary on PBS back in 2009 talking about Jerry, and that was when he was still with you, right?
It was. And that was part of the inspiration to do the book, was because we didn't think we had a really unique story or anything. But then when the movie people or the PBS people wanted to feature us, we were like, well, I guess there is a story here. So the documentary came out and we put our efforts towards creating a book out of Jerry's story. And that book actually took us a total of 10 years to put together because we really wanted to take our time with it and make sure we told it right.
The documentary first ran in 2009. It's still in reruns on some PBS stations. It's called Why We Love Cats and Dogs. And it's a great look at the bonds people create and the links people go to for their animals. And, you know, we went to some pretty extreme lengths. So we were the crazy dog people.
It's incredible how close people can get to their animals.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And a lot of RVers are traveling with dogs. Have you encountered any other tripods in your travels?
Oh, yeah. Every now and then we do. And we give them a tripod's bandana and tell them to keep showing the world that these dogs and cats are pretty awesome.
That's neat. Where can people get your book if they want it?
So Be More Dog is available anywhere books are sold, local bookstores, Amazon, of course, and bemoredog.net is where we have all sorts of autographed gift editions and the ebook versions and the paperback available.
Okay, that's great. So of all the experiences that you've had work camping, what were your favorites?
I would say that our favorite was working at a dude ranch in Western Colorado. It was basically the summer after we started when we decided to take that job. And it was a kind of situation where you just did what needed to be done. There were no solid job descriptions or anything like that. We learned as we went from the owner of the business, a family that had owned it for over 100 years. It was a really cool place to be.
That was certainly my favorite too. It was in a beautiful location up in the mountains with wonderful people and new challenges every day. Like I was pretty much a greenhorn, before that work camping job. And we went back 8 or 9 summers. And at this point, I could do anything. I could at least try and know that I could fix something, you know, out in the hay field with some baling wire and a drywall screw.
Baling wire and a drywall screw. Yeah, that's farmers can do that. It's pretty
yes,
amazing.
They can.
What
they have
do.
To often.
Yeah, absolutely. What did you do at the Dude Ranch?
So Renee was working in the office, and like she said, every day was like show up to work and say, what are we going to break today, or what are we going to fix, and what are we going to do? Come hay season, I was out in the field bucking hay bales and chasing tractors around. But I've, fell a tree, milled it up, and built a well house. I have, done a lot of construction work.
Some horses.
Helped dispose of a dead horse. I've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly.
That's neat. Have there been any other fun jobs that you've had?
Yeah, we tend to look for the more unique work camping jobs. So at another place we worked at, it was a hot springs resort where we worked 3 days on and then took 3 days off. And that was so fun because it was just such a unique clientele. And we kind of knew what we were going to be doing during the day, but it was the people who visited the hot springs that made it really interesting.
Another favorite was, we write about in the book, was on an organic farm in Florida. And we first discovered work camping at a couple in the Rocky Mountains who were camp hosting at a remote place. And it just sounded so great that we looked into it and discovered that farm job. But what really got me most excited about the work camping was the different types of jobs available and how we've never really had that traditional work camping job. When people think about, camp host or, guiding people to their site in an RV park, we've never really had those type of jobs, but we've done so much else. We've house sat. Our very first job was at an animal rescue. And the one job we did have at a RV resort type location was where the owner actually found our awesome applicant resume and called us out of the blue and said, I got an idea. You guys look great. You'll be my special projects team. So we weren't in the office and working with people there. He said, you work 2 days. If you finish in 1 day, that's fine. But today, this week, you're going to do this. And this week, you're going to do that. And we, installed baseboard and painted houses, painted the place and did lots of maintenance type work there.
And after 14 years on the road, it doesn't sound like you have any desire to get off.
No time soon, really.
No, we still love it. And every experience is different. Every time we go somewhere, I love the spontaneity of it.
Have you been to all 49 lower states?
All but
two. Well, we count spending the night, and I don't think Delaware is on the list.
Delaware, there's one or two New England states that we haven't been to in the rig, but almost all of them.
Okay, that's fair enough. You'll like Delaware if you get over there. I've been there when I was RVing. I took some time and explored a beach, and they actually had the big, large conch shells that were scattered on the beaches, and you could walk over and walk around and just pick them up. That was really neat.
Wow.
Yeah. Have there been any states that have been really fun for you?
Well, Colorado is certainly a favorite. We love Colorado in the summer, and come winter, we certainly head south. We're sure snowbirds.
Mm-hmm. Are you domiciled in Colorado?
No, we're actually Texans right now.
Texans. Paper Texans. Okay.
Paper Texans. Do you have plans for this summer?
Ever since the pandemic began, we are not traveling nearly as much and kind of staying put at certain locations. So come this summer, we're going to go back to a favorite place in Colorado and just kind of sit it out again until things open up and get a lot safer, which I'm sure they're too going to happen soon.
I'm sure it will. Are you going back to the Dude Ranch?
Eventually, I think so. Yeah.
Not on the plans immediately, because then we're interacting with more people and that sort of thing. So we're kind of sticking to ourselves for now.
Excluding Jerry and working with him, have you faced any other challenges on the road in 14 years?
Oh my gosh.
The thing about this lifestyle is there's challenges daily. What would you think?
Well, I would say, just the unexpected roadside emergency they don't happen that often, but when they do, they're a doozy and they kind of stick with you. So hopefully you learn from them the next time. But one of the biggest challenges we had was on our way to Alaska. We had two tire fails and
busted
a leaf spring in the middle of nowhere. And that trip really underscored the importance of having roadside assistance.
I can imagine. So,
but it really tested our patience with the situation and each other. It was a very good test.
You must not have followed the advice to pick your rut carefully as you were going up there. Yeah, but how long did it take you to get up there?
Oh, we took our time. Round trip was 5 months.
Yeah,
wow.
we really took our time, but we were still going up, and we ran into people who were back on their way down. You know, it was like people just kind of hurry up, and we prefer to take it easy and slow down and enjoy everywhere we go. And if we like it somewhere, we stay a while and really enjoy getting way off the grid and, you know, boondocking and kind of just hunkering down and getting our work done on our own business stuff.
That's one of the benefits of having a business of your own, when you can work wherever you're not confined to that deadline. You've got to be at a certain place to accept this job at a certain time, and you just work it into whatever else you like to do.
That's pretty much our life. Our business is our life. So we've actually become a lot more choosy in the type of work camping opportunities that arise for us. And we love the ranch and we'll work there because they work with our schedule. But you know, our business is priority number one. So taking a typical traditional work camping job that has us working, you know, X number of hours each day, isn't on our radar.
Yeah, they can be a little tough to find. So you really have to look, and we love how War Camper News is just such a great resource for those kinds of positions.
You said you find non-traditional jobs, and how do you go about getting those? Or don't you want to share your secrets for fear other people figure it out?
Well, we found most of our jobs through War Camper News.
Yeah, we have. I would say that's
not all
the number one way. Yeah. You just kind of have to look at the job descriptions, really. And you also have to be comfortable with not having a job description, is what I've learned. So a lot of the situations where the information about the job might be a little vague, those can turn out to be some of the best ones available if you know the right questions to ask and you know you can be comfortable in that kind of circumstance.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of questions do you ask when you're looking for these kind of jobs?
Gosh, in our situation, we'd like to know what do they see as the ideal candidate? What kind of person, you know, what kind of flexibility are they looking for in somebody? Or do they want somebody who wants the same routine every day? I don't really care for the same routine every day. So mm-hmm. I'd like to know, you know, how different is the job? What can I expect when I come to work every day? And if they say, well, we never know what we're going to do, I love that kind of job.
You like that flexibility of being able to do whatever comes up.
Exactly.
Okay. Do you have any special skills that you bring to the jobs?
Well, handyman skills are not so much of a problem anymore for me. We definitely have technical skills. I can do Wi-Fi engineering and network engineering any job I've had, I tend to become the tech support guy, helping with the computers in the office and
building a website for them.
Yes. And I have gained some clients from some of the work camping jobs I've had.
Oh, that's neat. Now, do you traditionally look for a job and then travel to that direction, or do you look for a place to go and find jobs in those areas?
I would say it was the first. We would look for a job, make sure it was an area we wanted to explore, and then go there. When we first started traveling, we saw work camping as a way to try on different occupations and try on different types of businesses that we thought we might want to own someday. So that was why we intentionally chose a farm, because we thought, well, let's be farmers someday. Maybe we'll find a farm and go buy that. And we quickly discovered that we were not cut out for that.
Same with resort ownership. Yeah. We thought, well, let's go, you know, we could start our own resort someday. So we spent some time work camping and the animal rescue. We thought, oh, it'd be great to run an animal rescue. And we used work camping as a way to, you know, try these career changes without any major investment and just a matter of time and learning those skills and checking them off our list.
Mm-hmm. Now, you started a Facebook group for work campers or fellow RVers. Talk about that a bit.
I did. I was just looking at that, and I started the Work Campers Facebook group in 2012, and it is now almost 48,000 members. And the interesting thing I've noticed over the years is that over the past few years, you know, not just since Nomadland came out, but over the past 3 to 5 years, I'm noticing a lot more new work campers very interested in, if not demanding, salary, paycheck, or questioning
or benefits.
Yeah, or benefits, and seriously questioning or calling out employers who don't present what they offer is what they see is a fair deal, and they'll do the math and say, "Oh, that's $3 an hour. Your sites are $600 a month, and you're gonna." So it's really interesting how it's changed from, you know, a way to explore new places and save on rent to certain people who think, and some do use it as
a full-time career.
quote unquote career, which I still don't see it as a career. It's very difficult to, I see this happening, and they move from work camping job to work camping job. And when one falls through, there's often these big pleas for help saying, "I need a job right now." Whereas my best advice is to, you know, learn how to support your nomadic lifestyle and then supplement it with work camping as a way to save on rent, maybe make some extra cash and explore new places. And the thing that kind of peeves me when people start doing the math is they leave out a couple of the most important factors, and that is perks on the job and a desire to be in that location, which you just can't put a price on. So I'll go work for free somewhere if it's somewhere I want to live for the summer with free rent.
Oh, I'd agree with that. Absolutely. People start getting bogged down into the details and the math, and they dismiss those intrinsic things that make the job special and the experience special. I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah, that's one reason why we went back to the ranch for so many years, because, I mean, we had 2,000 acres of private property in the San Juan Mountains of Colorado, where we could go wherever we wanted, use the ranch jeeps to go up to their private fishing ponds, fish on the riverfront that they owned. I mean, it was priceless. You can't get that kind of experience anywhere else.
Right. Where do you put a price tag on that?
Yeah, exactly.
You can't.
Yeah. It might take a lower pay, but my goodness, the perks are, what other kinds of perks have you enjoyed as work campers?
Oh, food, fuel.
Yeah, at the farm, we picked our own food, and that was fun.
And on the ranch, they did kind of 2 cookouts a week, and I got to, I had to work dinner, but I was flipping burgers with a fun team and, over a big wood-fired grill, and got to eat as much as my heart's content.
horseback riding.
At other jobs, one of the great perks I find is learning new skills. And you asked about what kind of questions do I ask when I'm looking at a job, and mine might be like, well, what can this job teach me? What new thing can I learn here? So that's, it's often overlooked perks.
Do you have any favorite activities that you find particularly attractive?
We are runners. We've run a couple marathons, and Renee always kind of has us training for the next one. So we're always out running out in the trails or out on the roads, and that's one thing we really enjoy. But we also really love what we do. I mean, we're so passionate about tripods and helping other people. It's really become our purpose, and believe it or not, I love sitting down and getting stuff done on the website.
So you maintain your own website as well as build them?
A number of them, yeah. And Renee, she'll sit down and do her jewelry business. But tripods, I host more than 1,800 three-legged dog and cat blogs for people. And the one thing we haven't talked about this whole time is the whole RVing side. When we first hit the road, we started a little blog called liveworkdream.com because we had this live work experience in this graphic shop that we were selling, and it was a home-based business, so it was a dream lifestyle we were selling. And then once we sold the business and the house, we kept that domain and started writing about our new live work dream, which we're still living.
And do you guys put out a newsletter or any kind of regular communications?
On tripods, we do. So that community, we send out regular communications there. We have a Tripod Talk Radio podcast where we interview veterinarians. And at Live, Work, Dream, people can subscribe to get notified of new posts, but we post there twice a week at least.
Okay. And you're talking about the places you're going and the jobs you're doing and the fun you're having.
Yeah, and a lot of maintenance tips. I tend to, you know, do a lot of DIY stuff on the rig and upgrades and maintenance, and I go into deep detail on those with lots of photos to help people out.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any advice for people who are considering becoming work campers or embracing the full-time RV lifestyle?
Well, when it comes to embracing the full-time RV lifestyle, my best advice is to plan. It's great to do things on a whim sometimes, but it's such a major lifestyle change that the more people you can talk to, the more research you can do, the better off you're going to be, both emotionally and financially.
And some of the best advice we got that first year on the road was to become debt-free. And definitely with this lifestyle and so many challenges that it can throw your way, doing it debt-free is one of the best things I can advise. And all those people who say, just go do it, you'll have fun, it'll be great. I see those same people, you know, stuck in Quartzsite looking for a ride to town because they don't have a spare tire. Mm-hmm. So planning and budgeting are the top tips we have for people.
And I would think that debt-free would also take the pressure off of that calculation on how much money you're making per hour, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You nailed it.
Super. Do you have any advice for people on how to maintain a positive relationship as a couple when you're confined to 400 square feet?
I think we're actually confined to 200 square feet. Communication. Not letting problems fester and build up, because you know when you get in a fight, you don't have any doors to slam. So all you can really do is go for a walk, and if you need to do that, that's great. But mm-hmm. talking it through is the best way to save your relationship when things get tough.
And not to, you know, be funny or anything, but being more dog. And by that, I mean, just kind of let it go. You know, if things are getting heated, you like Renee said, you can't run to another room, at least in this rig. So you've got to let it go and choose your battles.
That's a great point. You know, be more dog. I mean, that you could really scold and yell at a dog and make him feel bad for a minute, but 20 minutes later, he's ready to lick your face all over
exactly.
again. Yep. Very good. Very good. So if people, it sounds like there are ample opportunities for people to get in touch with you. So
certainly.
We already talked about bemoredog.net, which is about your journey with Jerry, right?
Jerry and our early work camping experiences and our first 2 years on the road and how to really, you know, kind of discover the road to happiness through acting like your dog. And that's the bemoredog.net website where we're sharing videos and photos from scenes in the book. We hope everyone out there listening, if they ever encounter a three-legged dog, tell the people about tripods.com. That's P-A-W-D, tripods.com, or tripods.org, where we're offering assistance programs and financial veterinary aid, that sort of thing. And then everyone can follow us at LiveWorkDream on all the socials, or liveworkdream.com to read about black tank mishaps and solar power and satellite internet and all sorts of fun stuff.
All the stuff you need to know to have a successful work camping and RVing experience.
Exactly.
Very good. Well, this has been fascinating, guys. I really appreciate it. You've offered a lot of advice and crammed a lot of information into a half hour. So I really appreciate the time.
We love being here. Thank you so much, Greg.
And thanks to you and Work Camper News for all you do.
Yep.
I really appreciate Jim Nelson and Renee Agredano for taking time to share their incredible story of love and adventure with their three-legged, once-in-a-lifetime pet, Jerry G. Dog. When humans get the news that their pet needs to have a leg amputated, they sort of freak out with worry and confusion. But the pets wake up from surgery the next day and simply realize they need to adjust their stance and gait so they can get on with loving life. That's why Jim and Renee want to encourage people to be more dog. Tripods don't feel sorry for themselves or their condition. They simply adapt to their new normal and get on with living life to make the most out of every moment. I really love their tagline, it's better to hop on three legs than to limp on four. That's a great message of encouragement, resilience, perseverance, and gratitude for all of us. Jim and Renee had to make some small modifications to their RV by laying down non-slip rugs on the floors and to get a special harness with a handle on top to help carry up and down the stairs. Their book, titled Be More Dog, is available on Amazon or on their website at www.bemoredog.net. You can tell that Jim and Renee are taking their own advice to heart in being more dog by enjoying life one day at a time. In fact, they love the flexibility and variety that comes from avoiding routine tasks to embrace whatever needs to be done that day. I appreciate Jim's observation that work camping has changed over the past 5 years, from a way to just save on rent to make RVing more affordable, to the point that people expect employers to provide paychecks and work-like benefits. He encourages people to develop separate income streams to develop their nomadic lifestyle and then supplement that with work camping as a way to save on rent and earn some extra cash to explore new places or pay for new experiences. Jim and Renee have another blog devoted entirely to the RV lifestyle, which can be found at www.liveworkdream.com. Their Facebook group has nearly 50,000 members. I encourage everyone to check it out. Today's show is sponsored by the Small Business RVer School. This new course from WorkCamper is designed specifically for entrepreneurs on the move, helps you build a business you can run anytime from anywhere. The self-directed course helps you be your own boss while reducing stress and saving on taxes. Through a series of online videos and monthly calls, you are taught the steps necessary to build and manage a successful mobile business. Life is way too short, so choose what you want to do, when you want to do it, by starting a business of your own. For more information, visit www.smallbizrver.com. That's all I have for this week's show. Next week, I'll be talking with an employer from the upper part of Lower Michigan about opportunities to spend a summer at Cherry Republic. We'll see you next week on The Work Camper Show. Thanks for listening.